From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's December 11th, 2025. On today's show, Washington is under a state of emergency as western counties see flooding from this week's atmospheric rivers, and Spokane rescue crews are headed to help. And Idahoans getting divorced could see changes in how attorneys' fees are paid. Plus, Spokane County's median income last year was higher than that of the U.S. as a whole for the first time in decades. Why? Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. Washington is activating National Guard members to help areas covered by flood water. The State Emergency Management Department has deployed more than 100 National Guard members, and another 300 are on call. Governor Bob Ferguson declared a statewide emergency yesterday to ask the federal government for disaster assistance.
This is critical. If granted, that emergency allows us to access life, safety, and emergency protective measures and additional federal resources, which will be key for us to address the extremely challenging situation that Washingtonians are facing right now.
State Emergency Management Director Robert Ezell says much of the worst flooding is on the west side, including Skagit and Snohomish counties north of Seattle.
It's just a complex, evolving situation, and it's not just confined to a couple of river valleys. It's pretty much prevalent across western Washington.
In central Washington, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory for western Okanagan County and flood warnings in Chelan County. In Idaho, there are still flood warnings for the Coeur d'Alene River at Cataldo and the St. Joe River near Calder, as well as an avalanche warning for Boundary and Bonner counties. A crew of firefighters from Spokane and Spokane Valley are now in the Puget Sound region to assist rescue workers amid the ongoing flooding. Washington State issued an emergency request for resources yesterday, and Spokane Mayor Lisa Brown okayed sending a water rescue team and boat. They arrived in Snohomish County last night. In a statement, Spokane Fire Department officials say they don't know how long the deployment will last. Washington lawmakers may consider banning law enforcement from wearing masks while interacting with the public. The legislation introduced this week would also apply to immigration and customs enforcement agents operating in the state. Seattle Democratic State Senator Javier Valdez says his bill is a direct response to the masks worn by federal agents during the Trump administration's ongoing immigration crackdown. The proposed measure would prohibit face-concealing masks, but allow medical masks, clear face shields, respirators, and helmets for transportation. California has already passed a mask ban for law enforcement and ICE agents, and other Democratic-led states like Illinois, New York, and Michigan are set to consider similar legislation. Idahoans getting divorced in the near future may have to follow new rules when it comes to attorneys' fees. A new bill being drafted by Democratic Representative John Gannon hopes to level the playing field when splitting spouses have unequal wealth.
The amount that's paid could not exceed the amount that the financially well-off party has, and that kind of puts a damper on a lot of spending.
The proposal came from the legislature's Child Custody and Domestic Relations Task Force, which Gannon sits on. The group is also drafting a bill that would require police to enforce custody court orders. That's on top of an entire rewrite of how courts determine what is in the best interest of children during custody battles. The bill is expected to be introduced during the upcoming legislative session. Spokane County's median household income in 2024 was higher than the national median income for the first time in decades, and maybe ever. But SPR's Eliza Billingham reports local economists don't know why.
The median household in Spokane County made more than $86,000 last year. The national median was less than $82,000. That's according to research by Dr. Patrick Jones and his team of analysts at Eastern Washington University. It's a $16,000 jump in Spokane from 2023, a statistically significant one-year difference that Jones says isn't spurious. But he says he is puzzled by what drove such a big change. Medians aren't skewed by high or low extremes, so Jones says this isn't just a reaction to, say, a few very high earners moving into the county. Plus, fewer people were working from home for employers in other areas, so that doesn't explain it. Rather, if the whole curve of household earnings has shifted, Jones wonders if a jump in federal transfer payments like Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare played a role. He also points out that worker earnings increased by more than 5% in 2024, and about 1,500 more people were employed. That could mean more people per household were working that year. I'm Eliza Billingham, reporting.
Eastern Washington University and the Spokane Regional Health District have a long history of working together. As SPR's Doug Nadvornik reports, yesterday they signed an agreement formalizing their collaboration.
Spokane County Health Officer Dr. Frank Velasquez says his agency and Eastern already share people. Some of his staff members lecture at the university and student interns work at the health district. So in that sense, nothing changes. But he says the agreement signed Wednesday provides the legal framework needed for a closer relationship.
It is important for us to have the appropriate infrastructure and the appropriate legal agreements to actually be able to share all of the information that needs to be shared in order for us to identify new programmatic opportunities. It's like any other organization, there's some confidential information.
Velasquez says the agreement could lead to more collaboration in areas such as research and the pursuit of outside funding. He says it's also a signal to the world that the two institutions intend to continue working together. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.
Drivers won't be paying increased tolls to go through the Highway 99 tunnel in Seattle during next summer's FIFA World Cup. This week, the State Transportation Commission voted unanimously to table a proposal that would have added a $1 surcharge per trip during June and the first half of July. It was meant to cover added costs of managing the additional traffic caused by the event. But when commissioners learned the collections already bring enough to deal with the extra expenses, they decided against an additional toll. What started off as participating in a contest back in 1995 for fun led Liliana Arriaga to a 30-year career in the Mexican Hollywood scene. But her jokes have traveled across the continent, far enough to bring her comedy to Spokane. SPR's Muro News fellow Monica Carrillo Casas has more.
Actress and comedian Liliana Arriaga is best known as La Chupitos.
It's my first time coming to Spokane, so I hope people will go so we can show the strength within the Latino community.
She's appeared on popular Latino shows like Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento, similar to America's Got Talent, and the sketch comedy show La Casa de la Risa, or The House of Laughter. She says her character is best known for being an alcoholic who makes bold jokes about herself and the Latino culture. She added this persona came from seeing a family member dealing with their own alcoholism and recovery. Arriaga will perform at the Spokane Comedy Club on Saturday at 4 p.m. I'm Monica Carrillo Casas, reporting.
SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Doug Nadvornik, James Dawson, Eliza Billingham, Monica Carrillo Casas, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also the host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.